KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Daily, 1 o'clock, ABQ Connect. Actually, I should invite you. If you're part of a church, an organization in the community that would be of interest, you have an event that maybe would be of interest to the Christian community, reach out to us. We'd love to share your information with others. Send all the details to studio@klyt.fm. And hopefully get you here on the show. Coming up this Friday, Good Friday, and listen, already outside at Calvary Church Albuquerque, where we are broadcasting from, you look out the window, there's a sea of white chairs, and they are already prepping for tomorrow or Friday's event. Message from Skip Heitzig at the noon hour at Calvary Church Albuquerque. There'll be options to purchase lunch here, so if you're taking your lunch to come to the Good Friday service, you can plan on that. But a music from Calvary MSC, a message from Skip Heitzig, and also want to make sure you know, you've probably heard, we've talked about it a lot, the Good Friday Blood Drive is happening again with Vitalant, and they will have three of their mobile units in the parking lot at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Good Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I've done this the last several years, and I tell you, they got it down. So, excuse me, it doesn't take a lot of time. But it sure does make a difference. You know, as Christians, we do know that there's life in the blood, right? And we celebrate what Christ did for us by sacrificing his blood on the cross and conquering death after that so we can live. It's a great way for us to share the love of Christ with our community. The goal is to get 80 donors for the blood drive. So we'd encourage you to sign up today. We have dozens already signed up, but we need dozens more to sign up. Okay, we're not halfway. So we hope you'll be a part of that, getting us to 80 donors for the blood drive coming up this Friday. Go to klyt.fm on our homepage in the Action Center. You'll see a Vitalant blood drive banner. Just click on that and pick a time to give blood from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Calvary Church Albuquerque this Friday, Good Friday, April 3rd. Hope to have you there. Go to klyt.fm in the Action Center and get signed up. Full hour today with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition. Carla, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
I didn't know it was going to rain, did you?
Oh, I didn't, but I love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we need it.
Yeah,
we need it desperately in New Mexico. Cut down on that fire warning stuff. Not much of a snowpack, so
yeah.
We could certainly use any precipitation always in New Mexico. So thank you, Lord, for the rain and the cooler temperatures, man. You know,
it's good for sleeping.
Yeah, it seems like every time you know Easter rolls around, there's a little surprise weather-wise. I don't know if that was the heat wave we just went through, or getting cooled off this week with highs near the 70s.
I don't know. Yesterday afternoon, I was sitting at my desk, and I stood up because I heard rain, and I looked out and didn't get much, you know, just about 20 drops to make a mess on my window.
Yeah.
But I thanked God for every one of those drops. And then when I went to bed last night, I woke up this morning, and it had rained, and I thanked him again.
Yep. Amen. Me too. So we have plenty to talk about in this hour, and actually, you know, I don't know how much would engage listeners, but if you are listening and want to add to the conversation with, and let me encourage you in this: read Ephesians 4:29 before you make a phone call. Make the words that you have and be encouraging words, right? Be the Barnabas that you know is in there somewhere, and call with encouraging words. Questions are fine, and even a challenge is fine, but call with words of encouragement. If you want to add to the conversation, you can do that at 505-338-5790. And we hope to hear from you. All right, let's jump into this, Carla, which, by the way, if you were listening in, like, New Mexico Business Coalition, well, you should be familiar. Carla's in once a month, but nmbizcoalition.org or bettertogethernewmexico.org. Carla, quickly, before we jump into the topics, for those not familiar with either or both organizations, to let them know what happens through these organizations.
Well, in the Business Coalition, we focus specifically on business policy and what's impacting businesses in Albuquerque and every community around the state. In Better Together New Mexico, and that's Better Together New Mexico, all spelled out, .org, that is more for individuals. We do have cross-pollination of both, but the individuals in Better Together have a more rounded view of things because it will look at business policy, but it's also going to take on life and the environment and right. everything else under the sun.
So. Sure. Family issues.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's jump into our first topic, which we'll, I guess, get in more detail at the end of the broadcast.
No, we'll do it now.
Okay.
Just, there was so much information.
Okay. It's a new city ordinance that's now, where did this come about and where and when?
So the city council passed it about 2 weeks ago. The mayor has not signed it yet, but we know that he will. And here's the thing. This is very awkward for business people. You can find information posted at both of our websites. If you go to nmbizcoalition.org under Take Action, you'll find this ordinance and the information, because when you get a new business license or renew, this ordinance will go into effect 5 days after the mayor signs it. They won't tell us when he's going to sign it. It's a surprise. But you will be subject to it within 5 days of his signing. And the city is going to provide some guidelines.
And this is for existing businesses and
new.
New to come business. Okay.
It's enforced through your licensing with the city.
Okay.
The city's going to post some guidelines, but they are not going to notify business owners when it goes into effect. That's a problem. So keep checking back on our website.
Oh, not knowing the ordinance is no excuse for not.
And here's, so they will post, the city will post within 90 days
yeah.
of the mayor signing it. But if you're in that interim period, you're going to be stuck. And they're only going to post guidance. There's still not, there is no notification process for all the businesses within the city. So be forewarned.
So what is the ordinance?
Well, it is basically, they call it immigrant friendly. We call it Sanctuary City. And it's protecting those people who are not legal residents of the state or the city. And so they're...
Or the country.
Or the country.
Yeah.
And so they're attempting to protect them, and it's a requirement of businesses. It falls in
Protect them how? How are they trying to protect them?
Well, because they don't... This is really... It's a political ploy.
Yeah.
They're upset with our president. They don't want violent, illegal people to be deported, and so they are protecting them. That puts us all in danger. But here's the thing. It passed. The mayor will sign it. Businesses have to comply. As far as we know, there's three major issues: signage, safety plans, and worker notifications. So all businesses are required to post signs that delineate their public area from their private, non-public area. That's all businesses. Any business with five or more employees must have a city safety plan. This must be adopted and written that meets the city's minimum standards. But again, they're not going to publish those until 90 days after the mayor signs it. So,
do you really anticipate in the first 90 days the city cracking down on businesses that haven't complied?
I think the biggest compliance issue is going to come in with I-9 inspection notices.
Uh-huh.
Because, again, they're trying to protect these people. And so if there's an I-9 inspection and one of the employees turns in their employer, I do believe they will crack down on them pretty hard. If everything goes smooth and there's no problem, then I wouldn't imagine the employee is going to turn them in. But I think that's where you're going to have the biggest problem. So I would go to our website at nmbizcoalition.org and look at this, because it's fully outlined about, it's called the Safer Community Places Ordinance. This only has to do with private businesses and employers. And so the city has their own rules that they'll be following. Again, I think it's putting us all in danger, because what they are doing is trying to stop ICE from taking action here, or any public safety agency being involved with ICE. That's the bottom line of what they're trying to do here. So that's why they want public places and private places noted. They want to know where people can go, where they can't go. If there's going to be an I-9 inspection, you have to post notice, tell the employees personally or individually. You can email them, and you've got to do it in the language you normally deal with them in. If there are deficiencies noticed in the I-9 inspection, there's a whole other list of things that you need to do, talking about the deficiencies, the timeline to correct them, the date and time of the meeting of the employer. The list goes on and on. This is all on the backs of our employers. Not fair, not good business practice, but I just suggest that people get informed.
And again, this was an ordinance from the city council.
Yes.
Elected officials.
Yes.
All right.
Went down 5-4. There were 4 people that voted against it, 5 for it. And now it goes to the mayor. Well, he's got it sitting on his desk. Interesting how they've got this all played out. We've been in touch with them. They said they don't have a budget to notify businesses this is going to happen.
Hey, I often give a shout out to our engineer. I want to thank Rochelle, our new engineer, for bringing us on and off the air, doing a fine job. And Tayshawn, in the midst of training Rochelle through the engineering. Appreciate you guys being part of this team. That, you know, you hear me, I believe me, I can talk plenty, but want to make sure to give a shout out to the rest of the team. We cannot do that together. Everyone accomplishes more. God bless them. I mean that. All right. In the midst of a conversation with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition, we were in the midst of talking about an ordinance that just in the last few weeks was passed through our city council. Elected officials voted on, 5-4 the ordinance, 4 against. So it did pass, and it is, I don't know if it's titled, but it's called the Safer Community Places Ordinance.
Right.
But essentially creates more sanctuary space in our sanctuary city and sanctuary state. Sanctuary and a sanctuary and a sanctuary for illegal immigrants, illegal aliens.
To be protected.
Yeah.
And that, as you said,
to be protected from law enforcement that may be prepared to hold them accountable for where they've broken the law.
Right. And, you know, as you said, there are already sanctuary policies and protection policies in place. This is just, in my opinion, overburdening our businesses, because there's a list of requirements that they've got to comply with. The city is not going to notify them, and they will post some guidelines within 90 days of the mayor signing it. But again, if you don't know about it, how would you even know to go look for the posting?
Right. Well, if you listen to KLYT, you're informed.
Yeah.
So let's walk through some of the real concerns with this in addition to what you've already shared. Have we walked through all of it, or is there more really some specific concerns
We've talked about so far is compliance, what our city businesses have to do to comply. That is on our website at nmbizcoalition.org.
To help the businesses walk through they need to do to be compliant with the city's new ordinance that they wouldn't have heard about unless they heard it from, okay.
Right. And it's under the Take Action tab, so you can find out more information there. You know, our concern is we've already got a problem with public safety. And when you start barring the interaction of our law enforcement with ICE and other agencies in order to get the bad people out of the state, then we're going to have a continued problem. I'm not saying all crime is because of people here that are not legal residents. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that we do have some who have come to this state for refuge because they get refuge here.
Right. And there's
the problem.
Right. Right. There's plenty of people who are here not going through the proper channels for immigration, who are what most of us would say are kind, nice people you want to be around, but have, you know, have broken our nation's laws. Mm-hmm. And then there's plenty who have done the same and are on top of that violent criminals.
Right.
And we see that in news headlines, even just this morning. I'm not going to go into details, but I saw a story about a couple guys arrested elsewhere that had allegedly murdered a single mom. And now, you know, her son is left as an orphan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were in our country illegally. It just opens all kinds of things for discussion, and not for now, but a discussion on how to better facilitate immigration to America, you know, legally in less than 10 years, you know, or whatever. Some different options and ways to consider that. Okay, but I did kind of walk through. I understand that the businesses need to be aware of this new ordinance, what's expected of them, and where they can find the information at nmbizcoalition.org. What about the rest of us? What are some concerns because of this that the rest of us need to consider?
Well, it's greatly weakening enforcement of laws because we have laws that govern this type of activity, and they're taking that away. And so it's sending the wrong signal. We are telling criminals, it's okay. We're going to protect you. Not just the criminals, but everybody, because you can't separate the two with this ordinance.
Yeah.
So it puts us at greater risk. It's increasing public safety issues. And honestly, this is not a good allocation of city resources.
And I feel like we saw some of this, not maybe exactly this, but, you know, in the headlines that were coming from Minnesota weeks ago, where federal agents were trying to apprehend violent criminals. And now much of the reason they were unable was because of people who would stand literally between them and they would engage with the federal officers, and I mean created a lot of what we saw in headlines, and you just wonder, you know, what's coming here. I'm actually kind of surprised. You know, we hear things about New York and Minnesota and California, and not so much here in national headlines. And I don't know if I'm just, you know, ignorant or naive, but I haven't seen, I believe it would not surprise me that all of those things that we've seen in those states are here. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, other things for the citizen in general, or businesses to be aware of as this is imminently, you said the mayor hasn't signed it, but what I heard you saying is, if you're a betting lady, you're going to bet he's going to sign this imminently.
Well, he was behind getting it passed, so he will sign it. I just want to encourage people to go to our website and look at this and digest it as you can. Call us if you have questions, 505-836-4223, and let us know if there's something we can do to help you. It's a lot of information and too much to go into detail here.
Would you give that phone number once again?
Yes, 505-836-4223.
Okay. And as we already mentioned a couple of times, the city ordinance obviously passed 5-4 by elected officials, which brings up our next topic, and that is election. The websites that we provided for you that Carla oversees, bettertogethernewmexico.org and nmbizcoalition.org, you'll start to see real soon some of the things, some tools to use as we head towards the election. And I've said several times at the beginning of this show, knowing we'd be talking about things that involve elections or elected officials, please be registered to vote. And please, since you're registered, crazy idea,
go
vote on election day, or vote or early vote, whatever. But please do participate in the process. You are in, and I'm, listen, I don't care how you're registered, but you're registered, and please vote.
Yeah, and we've got some exciting news about that too, about how you can vote. But we will be putting out a lot of information, as Steve mentioned, resources, and this time we are going to be covering judges as well. It may be limited, and we may not get all of the judges on the ballot, but we're going to try. That is one thing that people have been begging for over the years, is give us information on judges so that we can make an informed decision when we vote. And it's so challenging to get the information people need.
Well, yeah, you don't see debates
right
with judges.
Well, you know what? They have actually taken down information that we used to be able to access, where you could scan by the judge's name and look at the cases that that person has decided, and you can pull up the case. Well, you can't do that anymore. You can't just
now find why it. Might that be?
Yeah, are we trying to protect judges like we try to protect others?
Well, and what would they say the reason is, that whoever took it down?
Well, it was taken down by the trial attorneys.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're generally not too friendly to the public when with some of the work that they do, not all of their work, but protecting judges is the last thing we need to do, because we know we've got a revolving door policy here, and some of it is because of the judges, and yes, some of it's because of laws that were passed. Either way, people need to be informed, and they need to vote.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, there'll be information coming, including legislative court scorecards and for all the representatives in the roundhouse.
Right.
And then be able to compare candidates that you may be voting for, information on judges, all of that always helpful. And, we talk about voting and being registered and voting, but we're going to share a couple of whys, and there's more than this. But
yes, but here's kind of a blast from the past. Two bills that many people were very upset about, whether they are Christians or believers or not, whether they are parents or not. These are two bills that across the board people did not agree with, and that was, they were both passed in 2023, so it's been a few years, but HB 7, Reproductive and Gender Affirming Care. This is the bill that allows a child of any age to transition without the parents being notified. And this was signed by Governor Lujan Grisham. It is in effect now. If a child, your child, grandchild, nephew, niece, they want to transition, parents will not be notified. And they will start the process when the child asks. The other one is was Senate Bill 397, school-based health centers. And those have been established, and what they're not actually doing the transitioning. House Bill 7 also covered abortions. So the point that I always bring up, if you've got a young girl, 12 or 13 years old, that's getting an abortion, as a parent, would you not want to know why? Maybe she was... there was rape or incest. Maybe she's still being forced to be around the perpetrator.
And might it be possible for that underage pregnant girl seeking an abortion to use the pill that provides opportunity? You know, it's like a two pill process or what? You know, I'm not good at articulating it, but. To use home without the care of a doctor.
Right.
I don't know. Does it include that, you know?
Well, it would, because of the mail order abortion facility that we have in Las Cruces. It's called the Satanic Temple, and they provide these abortion drugs through the mail. And so any girl can get this. But again, you love your daughter, your niece, your granddaughter. You need to know she's safe. If she made a bad choice,
right.
She needs to be educated, too, on how to not do that.
We love all these kids. And just common sense. Going back to when we were growing up, you know, children didn't, you know, I mean, actually, they some of them did, but the public in general didn't support children smoking or drinking or, you know, stuff that was designed for adult decisions for over 18 or over 21 years old. But you said any age, you know, I mean, and take that to an extreme. We saw so many children butchered in the last few years. So, HB7, SB 397 on the books, and certainly reasons to remember why we need to be registered to vote and to be active in that capacity.
And we're going to be telling you who voted for these laws because you need to know when you vote this time.
Yeah, I wonder, do they care? Those who voted for him, fine, tell everybody I did it.
They'll care if people vote because the people were overwhelmingly opposed to this.
Well, I hope the people that are opposed to this kind of legislation will be registered to vote and prepared to vote in the next election, which we'll talk about some of that as well. We're up against a break. We're visiting with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. That's nmbizcoalition.org and bettertogethernewmexico.org. We're going to take a break, and there's new vote law we want to let you know more about. We'll talk about it when we come back on ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect Daily at 1 o'clock. Hey, evangelism training is coming up, and it's a free event. Let me tell you about this. The location will be New Life City Church in Albuquerque. That's on Venice Avenue, west of San Mateo. But San Mateo, north of Alameda, you know, so if you're... San Mateo, if you're going north and this, you know, more south of that, it turns under I-25, becomes Osuna. But from Alameda, you can turn onto San Mateo, which will get you to Venice Avenue. And west of San Mateo is, I believe it's west. But anyway, it's New Life City Church in Albuquerque. Tuesday, April 7th at 7 p.m. That's next Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the evening. Love NM is who's inviting you out to a powerful evening of encouragement and practical training that's going to help you confidently share your faith in everyday life. This is a free evangelism training opportunity. Trinity Queen will be carries a compelling message that evangelism isn't just for missionaries overseas. It's something we can do anywhere we are. And her husband is recording artist Josiah Queen. You may have heard of him. He's also going to be part of the evening. LoveNM.org is the place to go. They do ask that you register in advance, even though it's a free event. LoveNM.org, free evangelism training next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, New Life Church in Albuquerque. Do you have an event you want to send to us so we can let others know about it? Send the details to studio@klyt.fm. We are in the midst of a conversation with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. The websites are nmbizcoalition.org and bettertogethernewmexico.org, all spelled out. And in our first couple of segments, we talked about a new ordinance that the city passed that businesses are going to want to be well aware of, the Safer Community Places Ordinance. And in the Action Center at both websites, Carla,
yes,
you'll find information on how to take action if you're a business owner, things that you need to be doing now to be in compliance with that ordinance. So you can go check that out. And then we also mentioned, kind of the why about being registered and going to vote. Some of the laws that have been passed in recent years, many people not pleased with. If you're one of them and you weren't registered to vote, well, we'd encourage you to do that and take part in the process in the upcoming elections. So, with that in mind, there's new voting law that, Carla, you wanted to make our listeners aware of. What's going on?
Well, we now have, they call it open primaries, and that means everybody can vote in the primary.
Everybody, independent Republicans and Democrats, is that
correct? The DTS.
Okay.
And in New Mexico, remember there was a law passed that if you do any business with our motor vehicle department,
yeah,
you will automatically be registered to vote,
right,
whether you want to or not.
Or can.
And so, yeah, that's a whole other thing. But anyway, they are supposedly registering people as DTS, decline to state. You can change that and become anything you want. But if you stay as a DTS, you can now vote in primaries.
Okay.
So I wasn't really a fan of this passing because I think it opens up a can of worms. But that can's open. The worms are out. So take advantage of it. If you are a DTS, you can now vote in the primary. And what that means is that you can vote in one primary of your choice.
Okay.
So you can vote in the Democrat primary or the Republican primary. You do that by showing up to vote and asking for the appropriate ballot. If you are requesting a ballot by mail, you need to request which party ballot you want for the primary.
Huh.
Your registration will not change. And then, of course, you can vote in the general election. Now, in order to do this, you've got to be registered by May 5th of this year, 28 days prior to the primary, for anybody to vote. If you want to go register as a Democrat or a Republican or DTS, you've got to do it by May 5th. We do have same-day voter registration, but I would suggest you get registered.
And if you are already registered but want to change it, you need to do that by May 5th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and so you definitely can't do that when you go in. But remember, when you go in to vote in person, you request the primary ballot you want.
Right.
And if you're voting by mail, then you request at the time of your registration for your absentee ballot which primary you want to vote in, and that'll be sent to you. And so there you have it. You can now vote, and you can have a big impact on the candidates who are going to be seen on the fall election in November. And so, you know, with the numbers of people that are now DTS, they are definitely a party are a group of people to be contended with. You can, if you are DTS, absolutely influence who's on the ballot and what's going to happen in November.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to look at the June 2nd and think, oh, that's 3 months. No, it's like 2 months away.
Right.
And
May 5th is sooner than that. If you need to get registered, this is the time to do it.
Okay. Do you have information about that on the websites?
Yes, we will have that posted as well. So, okay. But just don't forget, if you're going to change your party, if you're going to register for the first time, do it by May 5th to make sure that you're all set for the June 2nd primary.
All right. We're actually close enough to a break. It'd be good for us to go to a quick break and come back and cover a couple more topics before we close out our full hour with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition, which, by the way, we said website, nmbizcoalition.org or bettertogethernewmexico.org. Carla, you want to tease what's coming up?
Yes, we're going to talk about some big victories that we had with taxes to save some of you a lot of money. And then we're going to talk about what's happening at the state in a fight with the federal government.
All right, that's all coming up after the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect Daily at 1 o'clock. If there's a conversation you missed, or you know, you're listening to this conversation and you're gonna want to share it with someone, remember we archive these at abqconnect.online. Usually shortly after the show, but certainly within 48 hours, we typically have that done. Hey, one of the things that you're able to do to really make a difference in our community, being a voice for the voiceless, for the innocent that are in their mother's wombs, is being a part of the prayer walks that the folks at Love Life are doing. And want to thank Ethel Maharg. Ethel is retired from Love Life, but she put together such a great group of volunteers. They are continuing these walks, and they're happening the second Saturday of the month. That would be April 11th for this month. They start at Ernie Taylor Park. That's on Gutierrez Road in the Northeast Heights, near Gutierrez and Pitt. The address is 10,021 Gutierrez Road Northeast. But just look up Ernie Taylor Park wherever you use the maps. Go on these walks. It goes from the park to a nearby abortion clinic, and families are welcome to go on this. It happens rain or shine. So on April 11th, that Saturday, if it's raining a little bit, bring an umbrella or a poncho, but they meet at the park at 9 a.m., arrive early for parking, and they encourage you to wear a blue We Love Life shirt. You can get one on the website at lovelife.org/locations. They sell them on site for a donation as well if you go to the walk. Bring drinking water. No pets. Only service dogs are permitted on these walks. There's no restroom on site, so be prepared for that. And no firearms or weapons except as state and local law allows. lovelife.org/locations. The prayer walk is happening April 11th, 9 a.m., Ernie Taylor Park. And they just love on those that they encounter. And it's an opportunity to be a light, to be an image bearer for Christ, for our God. So we hope you'll prayerfully consider being a part of that. In studio with us for the full hour today, Carla Sontag is here from the New Mexico Business Coalition. The websites, actually, there's a couple, nmbizcoalition.org and bettertogethernewmexico.org, bettertogethernewmexico.org. And recently, Carla, the New Mexico Business Coalition, some people in Albuquerque and McKinley County should be well pleased, since New Mexico Business Coalition was part of helping to stop the, what is that, the gross receipts tax increase?
Yes.
Just in the last few weeks, so you guys have been busy.
Yeah, we stay busy, you know, just because the session's over, we don't stop. But, you know, in Albuquerque, in both McKinley County and Albuquerque, it was about a 0.5% increase, just not what people need right now. Because you put that on, because we have gross receipts tax, it is a pyramiding tax. It's very regressive, mm-hmm. and it's very hard on people who are already struggling to make ends meet.
Is it too simple for me to sit here and think, yeah, why would you increase taxes when there's $70 billion in the states? But now, that was gross receipts tax from McKinley County and the city's gross receipts tax, so the state money really doesn't play. But
but they could request money. But here's the sad thing in Albuquerque in particular. Their two biggest goals was to build a swimming pool and to reduce golfing green fees. Now, do you think somebody that's having a hard time feeding their family right. really cares about
a pool or golfing?
Golf fees.
Yeah.
And it was sponsored by a Republican and a Democrat. And there was a huge public outcry through our calls to action. And when it was all said and done, do you know, even the sponsors voted against their bill?
Yeah, well, lower green fees and another pool just sounds very much like a first world problem.
It does, and this is just not the time. Now, in McKinley County, my heart does go out to those folks. They don't have a huge tax base. They have lost some of their bigger employers. But we had about over 300 emails go to them in a short amount of time. And you know what was amazing? The counselors, the county commission people who were going to make the vote, they were set to vote. I was told it would pass by everybody that knew anything about the community. And I said, well, maybe, but we're going to try. And when they got our emails that were very well reasoned, based on research, they voted it down. Now, we anticipate it will come back in about a year, but they're going to actually go and see what kind of impact it will have on their people. McKinley County has some of the highest poverty in the state, and this was just not a good idea for them either.
All right. Well, kudos to New Mexico Business Coalition, a nonprofit organization you'll find at nmbizcoalition.org. And being that it's a nonprofit organization, yes, there is opportunity for you to financially support the efforts that they are doing. You can reach out to the New Mexico Business Coalition at 836-4223 or email nmbiz@nmbizcoalition.org. Let's press on. There's stuff going on with our current president's administration's Department of Justice, and they've asked for a full unredacted voter rolls from all the states, every state.
Most states.
Okay, what's going on here?
Well, all they want to do, they want driver's license numbers and partial Social Security numbers, because there are states like New Mexico who give driver's licenses to people who are not legal residents. And what the DOJ wants to assure is that these people are not voting. They're not trying to get in the way with laws that were passed here to give licenses to people here not legally, but they should not be voting. There is no excuse for that. We talked about this earlier, the automatic registration. You go in to get a driver's license. You're not here legally. You could be registered to vote in New Mexico. They say it doesn't happen, but how do we know? Because we know they're still not checking. And that's what the DOJ wants to do. So why is the state of New Mexico suing to keep that information away from them? What are they trying to hide?
Yeah. Have states given their voter rolls unredacted?
Yes, many of them have, but the DOJ has sued over 24 states who have not. And they've used different reasons for it, but the list is dwindling. More people are complying. New Mexico is not one of them. And so they're not looking for personal, private information on people. They are just looking to assure these people have a right to vote in federal elections.
Okay, I mentioned a few states earlier in the broadcast. If you're listening, you'll know on that list that has not sent the voter rolls. California, Minnesota, New York, and New Mexico, along with a lot of other states. Election integrity. It's a thing. Any more on the DOJ's? You know, what are they going to? What might we see from this? Things that would lead to legislation that would prevent voter fraud?
Well, of course, our Secretary of State has already addressed that in this last session and passed more legislation to help protect that. But I'll tell you, as a voter, I want to know when I go in to vote that my vote is valid and it's not being potentially canceled by someone who shouldn't be voting here.
Yeah, you know, and as a voter, I'm concerned as well. And I will assume that people listening would think, you know what? I give up. Don't give up.
No, don't.
Don't give up. We have the process we have. You have opportunity to register. You have opportunity to have a voice by voting. All you can do is what's on your end. That is to vote, and then to hope that the people you want in the roundhouse and in the city council and what have you are passing legislation that lines up with your values. So, and hopefully that's how you're voting. You know, vote with your values. If your values are biblical values, find the candidate that most closely lines up to your values, and not only a candidate, but other amendments or, you know, what have you. So we got about a minute or so, and Carla, I did want to throw it back to you because I know you always have things coming up that are on your radar, events that are put on by the Better Together New Mexico, or more primarily, I think, with the New Mexico Business Coalition. What's on the radar?
Well, we've got our big heroes event in September, and we hope everybody's going to be there to honor our heroes. And we will have events in between. We're going to be looking at candidates really hard. Stay on our website and look at that candidate information. We'll do a side-by-side in every race that we can after the primary, so you can compare the two candidates very easily.
All right. And for those who know, at that Heroes event, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is the keynote speaker. Go to the website and find out more at nmbizcoalition.org. Carla, thanks.
Thank you.
And we'll do this again next month, God willing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.